In days of old in Nestleshire, there lived a pacifistic friar, who at all thought of war grew sick, and thus he taught young Roderick. Young Roderick loved a gentle maid who blanched at sight of iron lead. And so he trowed, I'll never fight, however dreadful be my plight. Now o'er this land of gentle mist, young Vikings held their iron fist. A raging band of pagan thanes drew nigh the fief where Sir Jay reigned. Sir Jay, a noble man from birth, decided to defend his earth. So issued he a firm decree, declaring soldiers all to be. Our Roderick took a daring stand, no killing would come by his hand. Thus Roderick was deemed cowardly, the townsmen showed no charity. And so when men were called to fight, young Roderick fled into the night. Morning hour brought battle grim, while Roderick fought his war within. How can a man who's born again sit back and watch his dying friend? Danish fury reached its peak, and children soon were heard to shriek. As Roderick watched in agony, they carried off his bride-to-be. spear and join the fight until the Vikings took to flight. Then hymns of praise to God were sung, and soon the wedding bell was rung. So Jay told Roderick war is cruel, and fighting just a sharpened tool. Though sharpened spades are useful tools, they're worthless in the hands of fools.